You can walk this without watching your feet the entire way to see where you're walking. You can enjoy what is around you instead of watching where you're stepping. And it's a smooth, easy surface to walk on. It's compacted half-inch gravel with fines in it, so it sets up real well compared to the old trail, which was 12-inch wide slippery planking.
You said it's 6 feet wide.
It's about 6 feet wide, yeah. And on the sides, we do have we had soil put along the edges, and it's still pretty soft there, the shoulders. And so I'd ask if people can to avoid being on the sides, walking on the edges, because until the vegetation gets growing there over the next year or so, and then the soil settles and compacts. Right now, it's real soft and subject to erosion or to getting kicked off of there.
Okay, but it is a year-round trail?
It is. It's a non-motorized trail, so it's not open to four-wheelers or motorized traffic, but it is open to bicycles. It's very easy to walk on. It's easy for baby strollers, and wheelchairs could do it. There's some 10% grades in there, but overall, it's a pretty easy trail.
Okay, and that half-a-mile trail will get you connected to the rest of the Ravens Trail.
Yeah, it gets up and ties in with the city, the borough cutoff road, the waterline cutoff road. And then you're back to the old trail, just down from there along the cutoff road. It ties back in with the old boardwalk, which is still a temporary location with the intent that in the next year we'll release another contract that'll build the next half-mile trail. And it will be built to a similar standard, a similar design as what we just did this one half-mile that was just completed on by July 1st.
Wow, so the next half mile, that would kind of get you to the bottom of the hill or the bottom of the mountain?
Essentially, that's where it gets you to, right? And with the long-term intent of building a more difficult, but it's a hiker trail all the way to the cabin, the next 3 miles. And that's, who knows exactly when that'll happen. It's a few years down the road.
And who's been working on this project?
The contractor that built the trail was the Reed Brothers Construction Company. And they did a very good job, put a lot of TLC into it, and it's a high-quality trail. And we really appreciate the work they did. And then we also appreciate the support we got from the landowners, because this trail does go through several different landownerships, including the borough, the Mental Health Institute, and also the DOT, Department of Transportation. And we got support from all of them to put this trail, and we really appreciate that.
Thank you so much for your time, Brad.
You're welcome. Thank you.